You're watching FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm here with Doug Young in the Kubrit space, Kubrit being one of the TMT America products. And Doug is the Executive Vice President of TMT America. How are you doing?
That's right. Very good. Thank you very much, Kemp.
We're going to talk about profiles. It's great to be with you. You've been a longtime friend of mine. Most people know your history. You've been with Centiva, with Thomas Trissell, and then over with Chernox. Mm-hmm. And I understand there's this new thing called the Trissell Brand Collective. Tell me a little bit about that.
So I can't get a whole lot into details on Trissell Brand Collective, but we're really excited about it. I mean, it continues the legacy of taking upscale, quality, international brands, bringing them to the United States market. So I don't want to get ahead of Thomas. I'm sure he'll want to talk to you about that real soon.
But I understand. I mean, you're going to have a big space here next year, and there's going to be a big rollout sometime the next year.
I think by this time next year, everybody will have heard of us. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about profiles. Profiles is actually an interesting topic. You know, when Kubrit first came out, it's a German-made company. Thomas had a relationship with the family that makes these profiles, their transitions profiles, and they're on the upper end, just like, you know, Mercedes-Benz or Porsche. I mean, it's German technology. It's mostly metal, whereas a lot of the profiles you see in the residential business are plastic, and they look like, you know, wood, but they aren't wood.
Right.
So that's kind of where you live. It's kind of a commercial product, isn't it?
Well, I think we operate in both commercial and residential and multifamily. I would say in terms of our sales efforts, we probably concentrate a little bit more on the commercial side. But, I mean, our products can be used in all three different marketplaces.
So talk about the product that sells the most in this category.
I think what probably differentiates Kubrit from maybe some of the competing products on the market would be, number one, we concentrate quite a bit on the resilient flooring. So a lot of the other transition profiles that are out there are mainly focused on tile. And so if you have a transition between two other types of flooring, then you're probably trying to use a tile profile and just sort of make it work. Whereas Kubrit has basically a lot more combinations and a lot more that are intended to be used with resilient, LVT, et cetera. So chances are, whatever your combination is, you're going to find one intended for that use within the Kubrit line.
So there's a range of quality in here. I mean, if a builder comes in, builds a house, and he's going to go from a hard surface to a soft surface, that transition, if you step on it, it's going to creak. And I mean, your products don't do that because they're made of solid material, right?
Yeah, our aluminum profiles are very solidly made. Also, if you look just from a pure aesthetics standpoint, you were mentioning earlier sort of the wood grain look as opposed to like a aluminum profile. It's just a sleeker look. It looks a little bit like it's supposed to be there, not something that was kind of put there to kind of solve a semi-problem. So just gives it a little bit more of an upscale, sleeker look.
Intentional.
Intentional, yeah. It's a good word to use.
All right, so when you talk about Kubrit and its route to market, you go through distribution in some areas, and then if there's a buying group or something like that, you go direct. Talk about that.
So we have distribution set up in many areas, and our distributors are very supportive. They cover their individual territories just like any other distributor would. And then we have areas of the country where we don't have a distributor, and in those areas we go direct. We also have very strong relationships from our past with the, you know, big commercial floor contractors, and you know, they're all very familiar with our products, and we deal directly with them mostly.
So this is a German-made product, as I mentioned before, and you need to have inventory here, and you got to make sure that when your distributor needs a product, you have it. How do you handle that?
So that's kind of the first question we get asked a lot about is, it's manufactured in Germany, so how am I going to be able to get material when I need it? We have our entire product line in inventory in great quantities at our home office in Florence, Alabama. So any product that you see in the catalog or in the sample kits is available and in stock in Alabama.
Speaking of custom, you can powder coat as well, right?
Well, we can powder coat, and that's one of the things that we offer as an option. But we can powder coat pretty much anything. It doesn't even have to be a Kubrit profile. We offer that to our customers. The powder coating allows us to give you any color that you want to match your interior. So maybe you don't want just an aluminum look or a bronze or any of the regular colors we have. If you want a black or a blue or yellow or some other color that you want just to match the rest of the environment, we can do that through powder coating.
Okay, Doug, I appreciate you spending time with our viewers and tell us a little bit about Kubrit. And I wish you could tell me a little bit more about this next thing coming, but we'll catch up on that soon, right?
Well, that sounds good. That's a promise.
Okay, all right. Thanks. Been talking to Doug Young, Executive Vice President with TMT America, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.